Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
You know, sometimes in the dating world, it can feel like there's little messages, like cosmic signs coming from the universe, guiding you to your destined path.
Is that how you go about dating?
Yeah.
This music,
right?
You know, it's like, OMG, I was just driving and then my car just broke down outside of a chapel. And I knew that was the universe telling me, you know what? I need to divorce my husband and start dating the pastor from this chapel.
That's a very...
Why else would my car break down right there?
It's
the universe, okay? The universe knows my dating life best.
Very specific messaging from the universe.
Well, we have a guy named Connor on the phone today who also got a message from the universe.
Oh, please don't tell me you married a pastor.
Bro.
Connor, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Okay.
Good. What was your sign, dude?
I'm scared to find out. Connor,
they don't believe in cosmic signs, bro.
I mean,
the one you just said is awful.
Connor, do you converse with the universe on the regular?
Yeah, you know, I do love to pray. I'm a man of God.
Oh, that's sweet.
You know, you open up your heart and you live with love. You never know what might happen. So you
aren't
be open
you a
to
catch?
It.
That's awesome.
Oh, okay. The guy says, oh, I believe in God. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, my God, you're a sweetheart. Meanwhile, I'm crazy over here talking about signs from the universe. You're a hypocrite.
Because you're divorcing someone based on a car breaking down, and he's trying to live with
love,
Jeffrey.
That's God telling you. God's stepping in.
He's trying to live
with love.
Connor
gets me.
Yeah, just right. Once you say God, it makes complete sense.
Yeah, no argument there. But sorry, Connor. Go ahead.
No worries.
Connor is so chill.
Yeah, you know, I think you just live with love, my man. It'll come.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good encouragement, Connor. Who did you meet?
Well, I met Aaron, and I met her on Christian Singles, so I guess that might be the sign he's referring to, as we were both on the Christian Singles dating app.
I don't think that's a sign. I think that's just an algorithm working correctly to match you up with someone.
Again, I'm not blind to that, but I think just since we're both on that platform, I guess we would have the same beliefs in general, so you're kind of having a smaller pond to fish in, I guess you could say.
Okay.
But the funny thing is, this isn't the first time we matched on the app. So about a year ago, me and the same girl, we matched and we started talking, and we wanted to meet up, and then she actually ghosted me.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't really know why. She just kind of stopped talking to me.
That's not very Christian.
Yeah, not Christian of her at all.
Is it, if it's on a Christian dating app, is it angeling you instead of ghosting?
I love it.
That's a good one. You might have to copyright that one. Sell it to them. But you get that. Like, it happens all the time on these apps.
Yeah.
So a year later, I took some new photos, you know, spruced up the profile a little bit, and we ended up matching again. So I called her out. I was like, oh, so, you came crawling back to me. And I reminded her that we matched last year. She remembered and felt super embarrassed.
Oh.
See, that was more of the sign from the universe that I was talking about, the double matching.
Oh,
when you match twice, I feel like that's the universe telling you something special is here.
No, it's God telling you. Remember.
Well, whatever.
It's same difference.
Something's telling you something.
Yeah.
I feel like God would be smart enough to help the algorithms out and lead us to the right path.
Did she take it in stride, though? I mean, you said she was a little embarrassed about that.
Yeah, but it was cool. Now, we laughed about it. But she actually wanted to meet up this time. So we were talking about what we wanted to do. In her pictures, she's really fit, takes care of her body. So I didn't really know. I mean,
not that a good Christian man would care about that. Now, would he?
Well, I didn't know what she might want to eat, so I'm not that smart, I guess. I thought she was vegetarian because she was so in shape. So I suggested a vegetarian place, and then she replied, she's like, gross, that's disgusting. If you're a vegetarian, I don't think this is going to work.
Oh, nice, though.
Yeah, it's another sign. So what did you guys end up doing?
So we actually ended up going to a barbecue joint, so that was the complete opposite.
There you go.
Dude.
That's reading the signs correctly. You're getting it, Connor.
Exactly. So dinner was great. You know, I got the ribs. She got a chicken dinner. And everything was really good, but she wanted to try mine. And I was like, yeah, of course, have a rib or two. And I share my plate with her, and she's mowing down my ribs. I mean, we just watched, the 4th of July hot dog eating contest. I mean, she's going for the world record of a rack of ribs.
Oh.
Now wait,
dip
hold
them
on.
In water and just sucking
was this
them down.
Sexy to you or was this gross? Because I mean, there's two different types of guys and how they would read that.
Oh, yeah.
In the moment, I was wicked hungry, right? I was like, slow down. I was like, easy there.
Can I have a bite?
You know, I eventually I was just like, hey, could you stop and let me have some of my dinner?
Yeah,
did she laugh or would
she kept apologizing, but we were laughing about it. And then I made some jokes about how, you know, like there's no way I'm going to share a dessert with her.
That's actually good, though. That's
pretty funny.
So overall, I thought it was awesome. At the end of the night, there was a pretty passionate kiss. I think I got a little riblet out of her teeth.
Dude.
Oh,
geez. Flossing her teeth with your tongue?
Yeah, you know, like there's a, you know, you didn't get to enjoy the dinner there, so I got it a little later.
Oh, yeah, a little second meal in there. Gross. That's nice.
You did not say that to her after you were done kissing her, did you?
Yeah, that's not
cute. No, I didn't.
Okay, good.
Because that really just turned me off.
So, but overall, I thought it went well. I thought it was 100% chance we would get to have a second date. But since then, I haven't spoken to her. And I thought it went really, really well. So I'm just trying to figure out what went on. So that's why I'm here.
What do you think could possibly be the reason that she's not calling back?
I don't know. Maybe she was mad about me not letting her eat all the ribs. But, like, we were joking. Everything seemed fun. Like, it all seemed kosher to me. So
did you ever find out the reason she ghosted you the first time a year ago?
No. I mean, that was just online. So I feel like that's pretty standard. Just sometimes just stop talking.
Yeah.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a song for you, Connor. It's just for you, by the way. No one else is allowed to listen, just Connor.
Everyone turn your radios down.
Yeah, but when we're done with the song, we're going to come back. We'll call Aaron for you, and we'll get you your second date update, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, we're on the phone with a good Christian man named Connor.
Yes.
So I think before we continue any further, we should probably bless this phone call.
You can't.
Connor, would you like to say grace over this call? Because I'm Jewish. I don't know how it works.
Sure. I think we can all come together.
All right. Do we close our eyes and hold hands?
A phone call.
Let's
this
just
is
do
not
it.
Happening.
I'm Catholic.
All right.
We don't do this stuff.
We can do it. All right. Let's all take a deep breath.
Okay.
And just thank our Heavenly Father for bringing us together today in the quest of real love and friendship. We realize that there are ups and downs and misunderstandings and opportunities to just keep getting better and lead our lives with love and lead our lives with truth.
All right, Connor, I don't want to interrupt, but we got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Like, can you do the abbreviated version of the prayer?
Oh, I wrapped it up. That was it, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think we're supposed to say, you're Jewish, you say amen at the end.
Yeah, amen.
Hashtag hotties for God.
Yeah.
No, you do not hashtag prayer.
No, you don't?
I kind of like it.
I don't know how this Christian thing works.
Hey, coming to the new millennial.
Anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
If you're just tuning in, Connor is trying to get a hold of a woman he met on Christian Single named Aaron. They went out to get barbecue together, had a really good time. They swapped dishes. And then at the end of the night, they even shared a very saucy, no pun intended, kiss.
Gosh. Yeah, a lot more swapping there.
Yeah, barbecue, saucy
guys,
kiss.
Stop.
And it was really great. But now Aaron has not been reaching out to Connor since then. And we're trying to figure out why.
So. And remember, they matched a year ago. And she ghosted him then, too. So this is the second ghosting by the same woman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you're right, actually.
Oh, what was that, Connor?
I'm hungry from the barbecue.
Interesting reaction to hearing that.
Right, well, I
like it. Like that's a deflection.
Stay focused for a few more minutes, Connor, okay? Because we're going to call her right now, and then you can go order barbecue.
All right, let's do it.
All right, okay. I'm going to dial the number. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Aaron, please?
This is Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. How are you doing? My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hi.
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 Hey.
You have a moment to talk with us?
What's up? What's happening?
Not much. We're just doing a little segment that we do all the time on our show called the Second Date Update. It's where if you go out on a date with someone and afterwards you're not calling them back, you can reach out to us, and we'll call that person for you to figure out the reason why.
Okay.
And we're reaching out to you today because you recently went on a date with a guy named Connor.
Oh, yeah. That's not going to happen, so.
Aww.
No need.
Really?
Yeah, no need.
Why would you not just call him back and tell him why or something?
I am just not interested because...
The way that Connor described it to us, he said a very nice story about how you matched on Christian singles and that you had actually matched a year before then, so it was kind of like, it felt like it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Someone read that sign differently.
Yeah. Well, he said that you guys eventually went to a barbecue place together, and it even ended with a very passionate, smoky barbecue-flavored kiss. So did I get any of that wrong, or what did I miss?
Well, I mean, that was all accurate, but there is something that he doesn't know that happened after the date that really just made me like, no, nope.
Wait. It happened after the date?
Yeah.
Did he do something or did you find something out about him?
Yeah. Well, both. I like saw him after the date.
What do you mean you saw him?
Well, we were going out of the parking lot, going kind of like the same way.
Okay.
So I was like right behind him. He didn't notice me or anything.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I saw him like put on his blinker, and I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have done this part, but I just started to follow him because.
Oh no.
He was going in a different direction, like from where he said he lived. So I was.
Maybe he just needed to get gas for his car.
Or maybe it's not your, like, it's one date. It's none of your business where he's going. Maybe the best thing.
Well, I mean, at that point, it was harmless. I was just, like, curious. So anyway, I followed him, and first he pulled up to an ATM.
Okay.
But then he gets back in his car, and he, like, drives a block and pulls into this parking lot for a gentleman's club.
Okay.
And then he goes inside.
Okay.
So wait, are you against strippers?
Yeah, what?
Or are you just not liking it that it happened after your date?
I just thought, like, how classless and weird. Right after a date with me, he goes there to, like, get his jollies or something. That was just, like, just freaked me out.
It's a little strange after a first date to go to a strip club.
I mean, he said you guys shared a pretty passionate kiss at the end of the night, so maybe you riled him up a little bit.
Oh, it's her fault.
Okay, unacceptable.
I mean, is there any way there could be an explanation of as to why he's there? Like, his mom works there as a bartender or something? Like... Yeah.
That would be the worst possible source. But anyway, the worst part of it all, the next day I'm driving, like, because it's kind of on my way back and forth from my house past this gentleman's club, and his car is still in the parking lot.
Oh.
Okay, but you're stalking him at this point.
No, I was driving past because that's my route.
Sure.
Okay.
But there's this car, and, like, I don't know. I mean, obviously he got wasted and, like, Ubered home or something or went home with someone. I don't know. It's just all of it too sketchy.
Well, I mean, there could be. I mean, I know it's maybe out of the realm of possibility, but there could be an explanation for this.
What could that possibly be?
I wonder the same thing. And I think that's why I should probably tell you at this point, Connor's been on the other line listening, and he's heard everything that you said. So let's just ask him. Connor.
Yeah.
You naughty little Christian boy. What were you doing?
It's always those ones, isn't
it? And go into very, very, very great detail when you tell us.
Sure. Sure. I mean, first off, I mean, I'm just a little taken back that you were keeping tabs on me. I don't know if I should be alarmed or flattered, but
neither.
So when we were on our date, as it was winding down, I was getting text messages from my friend and people who I also don't know on my friend's phone. So my friend, as a Lord-loving man himself, has some vices. And his vice seems to be the club with the dollar bills. And he went to the club after a couple drinks, didn't have the right amount of funds, and started getting lap dances on credit. As we all know, that's probably not a good idea in general.
I didn't know that was a thing.
What, you can't do that?
I'm going to the strip club now.
Wait.
I don't think it is a thing because I started getting calls from the club bouncer that they were going to take this guy out back and you know, teach him a lesson.
Oh, well, the club bouncer has your phone number, and you certainly seem to know a lot about how things work in there, so it sounds like you're a regular.
Come on, be honest, Connor. You can't be
Jeffrey and Brooke, you guys didn't hear the story.
Oh, okay,
sorry.
They were
calling me from my friend's phone. So my friend's drunk. He owes a couple grand of backroom dances.
Oh,
they're calling
me.
And they're saying, hey, like, if you want to come get your boy and bail him out or else. So I didn't want to let my friend go down that road and get his, you know, beat up and get hurt. So I went over there. I got some money. I went. I got him out there. I didn't want to leave his car there because they were going to probably mess up his car if he left it overnight. So I decided to drive his car home.
That makes sense.
And I got him out of there.
Do you believe him?
I don't know, but it just sounds like you're covering up something to me. That's just what it sounds like.
Oh.
As a God-fearing Christian man, it's hard to cover up the truth. So I got to put it out there, and I guess we can all make our final decisions. But I feel like
the lies
in the specifics. I mean, how specific can you get? I can show you the text messages of this guy pounding me for money.
He wouldn't offer
okay,
that.
Here's where my issue lies, though. Why are you so defensive about it if it's all the truth?
Because I don't want to ruin a fun relationship. We had a great time. Like, I want to go out on a second date. I like this person. Why? So now I'm going to lose it over something that I thought might be in years future. Hopefully my friend will look back and say, wow, my buddy bailed me out. Like, I thought I did the right thing.
You did, bro.
Okay.
You did the right thing.
What are you thinking, Aaron, after hearing that description? I mean,
that's pretty good, Aaron.
I'm inclined to believe him.
I don't even know.
Come on, it's worth a second chance. Isn't that what they teach in the Bible? Like, multiple chances or something, forgiveness?
So, at this point, Aaron, I would like to ask you if you would be interested in going on another date with Connor. We will pay for it.
Do it. What do you have to lose?
Oh, my gosh. All right, fine. But, Connor, I'm trusting you right now, but I actually wouldn't mind it if you gave me your friend's number so I could talk to him about it. That would make me feel better.
Yeah, that seems fair. I'll give him a call first, let him know that you're going to call him, and then you can, yeah.
Whoa. Hold on.
I mean, no, hold on. You already agreed to a date. Let's do it.
All right. No, you guys have already agreed to go on another date, so good luck on the second date, guys. And, Lord, if this is a bad idea, give us a sign right now.
Oh, no.
Look out, Aaron.
It's raining in studio.
Moving 92.5.